SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, a man charged over a Nazi salute in New South Wales. Israel says they have killed the new leader of the Hamas militant group. And in sport, the AFL hands down sanctions to a group of GWS Giants players after an end-of-season party. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graw. Police have charged a man for allegedly performing a Nazi salute at a football game earlier this year. The 36-year-old man is accused of performing the salute towards a group of people at Sydney's Moore Park in April. It's understood the gesture was allegedly made during a match between Sydney FC and the Wanderers. The man has been granted conditional bail and will appear in court in November. The newly appointed leader of Hamas has reportedly been killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza. It's understood Yahya Sinwar died after an operation in the area of Tal el Sultan in the Gaza Strip's south. Israeli media have reported that the raid was a routine one that caught Sinwar by chance. Sinwar has been at the top of Israel's wanted list since the Hamas attack on October 7 last year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has presented his victory plan intended to help end the war with Russia. The plan, unveiled to NATO at its summit in Brussels, contains requests that Ukraine's allies have so far declined to grant, such as a call for an invitation to join NATO and permission to use Western weapons to strike deep inside Russia. But Ukrainian Member of Parliament Oleksiy Goncharenko has told SBS the plan is supported.
There is complete support and unanimous support for all goals which were announced: to become member of NATO, to receive more support from our allies. But my concern is I would not call this plan. This plan means something concrete steps, which also are dependent from you, not just from your allies. So I would call it rather the priorities of Ukrainian foreign policy and what we need to receive from our allies.
Health officials say people with disabilities are being put at risk by workforce shortages and a lack of disability accommodation in rural areas. A parliamentary inquiry has been told an increasing number of NDIS participants are having to stay in hospitals longer than they need because of a lack of proper supports. The inquiry has heard many are also still waiting on assessments to be finalised. Western New South Wales local health district chief Mark Spittle says being in the hospital puts already vulnerable people at greater risk of infection.
The overall trends for NDIS participants to remain in New South Wales hospitals beyond the period that is required for their health-related care continues to trend upwards, and levels currently remain above those seen in both 2022 and 2023. And indeed, on Thursday of last week, 294 NDIS participants were awaiting discharge from a New South Wales health hospital when they had no clinical need to be there.
Survivors of the notorious Kinchella Boys' Home are gathering to mark 100 years since its opening. The survivors and descendants of former residents will spend 3 days on Dunghati country for the commemoration after boarding a train in Sydney to travel back to the former institution. The home was run by the New South Wales government for more than 50 years to house Aboriginal boys forcibly removed from their families. Survivor Bobby Young says it's a place of deep importance for them as well as their communities.
Feeling happy, sad. Go back to that place. I still think of memories of what we all went through and all that. When you walk through the gates of what we call, it wasn't a happy home.
King Charles and his wife Camilla are en route to Australia for their first visit since the monarch's coronation last year. The Sydney Opera House sales will be lit up for the couple's arrival this evening before the royals are kept busy with formal dinners, wreath laying, fleet inspecting and handshaking during their five-day tour. Governor-General Sam Mostyn says she will be seeking to show the royals a modern Australia.
He's a modern king. I've had several very, very lovely conversations with him. He has a great warmth and kindness at his core. He cares very deeply about the country, but he cares about the way Australians want this country to proceed.
To sport and in AFL news, six players have been suspended from Greater Western Sydney over a post-season party last month. Seven others have been fined for their conduct at the end-of-season bash. The penalties have been imposed after an AFL Integrity Unit investigation sparked by an anonymous tip-off about what happened at the party. The AFL has released a statement outlining the full findings, saying the players performed skits and dressed in costumes that were deemed unacceptable. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.